السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's supplication on the morning of Ashura. O Allah, you are my trustee in every calamity and my hope in every distress. And you, O Allah, are with me as a trustee and as a support in every affair that concerns me. How numerous are the concerns in which hearts weaken, solutions decrease, the intimate friends separate, and the enemies joyfully celebrate. I have appealed to you, O Allah, and complained about the situation to you, O Allah, out of my devotion to you, and in negligence of anything except you, O Allah. Hence, you have rescued and revived it. So you, O Allah, are the source of every grace and the purpose of every act of devotion.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salamu ala al-Husayn alladhi samihat nafsuhu bimuhjatih.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah ash-shifaa fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbatihi.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyatihi.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahduk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin ista'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program The Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. When Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and his companions spent the last night of their life in this world, all in performing salat, reciting the Holy Quran, and offering supplications and prayers to God. On the ensuing day, that is on the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam started delivering a lecture. And that lecture is really very indicative of the whole situation. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in his lecture on Ashura morning indicated that he has full confidence, he had full confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the point that his reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented him from being disappointed of any help from any other person because Imam al-Husayn al-Salam firmly believed in the saviorhood of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam regarded Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his soul and the main important helper and sustainer. And from this we understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never feared anybody's annoyance or anybody's interference in this regard. What was important in the movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was that right from his initiation of the movement in Medina up to Mecca and from Mecca up to Karbala, and especially in recent time, we find that in all of them, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to show his strict obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam delivered a piece of a speech, and in his speech he wanted to inform the enemy soldiers that he was the right imam and he had, full access to the interpretation, to the true interpretation of the Holy Quran. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was certainly his grace and the purpose of every act of devotion that he performed. From this we understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never talked about his own personal interest or position, even in the last or final moments of his life in this world. Yet we find that whatever is pertinent in the life and times of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is nothing but encouraging people to live and to behave, to treat other people, to behave and to live within the framework initiated and then completed by the infallible imams, and especially Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. Rather, in this way, we find that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam never urged anybody to remain with him, because he was the infallible imam and he knew well the end point. From this, we understand that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam's steadfastness and his righteousness on the day of Ashura brought him some temporary hopes of achieving victory. Because we find that in the morning, right after some time, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, who had already been a leading enemy army, reached Imam al-Hussein al-Salam and rendered himself to Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. And in this way, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi achieved martyrdom on the Ashura battles. This is a very good indication that the time, the place, the race, and the person who delivers a talk is indicative of his purposes, and at the same time, they are indicative of Imam al-Hussein's overview of the whole situation. Thank you for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdin.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني